is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace,
we say ma'am.
If you ain't into that,
we say ma'am. And if you ain't into that, hey, we don't give a damn. All right. We're back here in the Trump Clubhouse here on Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. This is James Kelso, your host for the next hour on the Trump Phenomenon radio show. We're live, as always, and even occasionally, when I shut up, we're lively. You're welcome to add your pearls of wisdom to the show at 512-248-8252. And of course, as always, keep lending your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network, not podcast, not small little show, network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, put together by John Stadtmiller, as are so many of the greatest patriot enterprises, the vision of one person who doesn't give up is how these things happen. And, you know, John Stadtmiller's vision and his refusal to give up reminds me of a bunch of people. Foremost among them, a fellow named Donald John Trump. This man simply will not give up. And he is a visionary. We saw that last night when he was speaking to a bunch of us, his supporters, at what is now renamed Club 47. It was called Club 45 there in West Palm Beach, Florida. For those of you that haven't been to that area or don't know it, there's a little island off the beach, you know, on the other side of the Intracoastal Waterway, which travels all the way around Florida. And it separates it from the mainland. And the Intracoastal Waterway is just a little body of water. You can swim across it easily. You can paddle your kayak across in a couple of minutes, which is what I used to do. From the mainland. Well, the mainland is West Palm Beach. So the whole thing is the Palm Beach area, but Donald Trump lives in Palm Beach, which is the little island. West Palm Beach is where people with a little less fancy taste in real estate, they get to live there. a tremendous meeting at Club 47. Let's see, where can we go tonight? Now, I'll tell you my problem as a broadcaster. And it's a nice problem to have. Basically, what I do here is I go to the things that have happened in the last 24 hours, and I cherry pick some highlights with the purpose, the explicit purpose in this show, of celebrating the Trump phenomenon. Well, there's my problem. There's too much. We're almost 2 years away from the election. It's already red hot. And I can just kind of glance along the surface and find a few of the highlights for you. And it's your problem too. You can't keep up with all the great stuff that the Trump movement, the MAGA movement, is doing every single day. Well, I'll give you some highlights here that I noticed in the last 24 hours. One that really has impressed me is Junior, Donald John Trump Jr. He's doing his own show, and he's a rocket. He's unbelievable. And in every way, he covers all of the issues that we love. He hits them just as we do. He's one of us, Donald John Trump Jr. Now, when, you know, you're wondering, well, is the man who created Donald John Trump Jr., does he get it? Well, if his boy gets it, that's the evidence you need, that if you needed any. So let me count the ways that he gets it. And, you know, one thing that's been true about this show for forever, I guess, is that some people might say, well, Kelso, you're a little too risque in your language. You know, well, hey, Donald Trump Jr. left me in the rear view mirror on that score long ago. His show is, if you had like a, even to talk about the wonderful, and risque is the wrong word, isn't it? It's powerful language. I like the use of these words because they convey, hey, I say it and I mean it. I'm angry. It conveys it. It's what we do when we're angry. Pull up any unscripted video of an ongoing event, an emergency of some kind, a fight, and then check out the language in there. Hey, you, get the, you know, the language is angry. And we've learned that if somebody's not using language like that, they're not really upset. They don't really mean it. It's our way that we've all learned together and that we've all agreed upon together of conveying, hey, you just crossed a line and you're going to be sorry unless you step back. That's our way of communicating. So we shouldn't let we shouldn't let the demon rats take that away from us. You know, Kelso, your language. Well, anyway, so I was just listening to an hour, I think it was an hour and 52 minutes of Donald Trump Jr. doing his show, which was just like the show. It was just talking. And if you had a BS, a language meter on how many times the frequency of using the phrase, I'll just use the abbreviations, of BS, He doesn't abbreviate. In the phrase, you know, you can't make this up. You put, how about that word? It starts with S. BS, and you can't make up. And what the bleep? He doesn't hold back on anything. And he you can count on him. It's fun because you can count on him using a sign of anger. What? Every minute? You don't have to wait more than a minute. So I'm loving this from, and he's not just, you know, I love all kinds of hosts. You know, I love Tucker Carlson. I love Dan Bongino. I love Sebastian Gorka. I think my favorite, Kevin Bannon. But they're not Donald Trump's children. They're geniuses on their own. Their own mamas made that happen, and papas. But this man is Donald Trump's oldest child, his son. Is he the oldest child? Wait a minute. I better check. He is the oldest son of the three. So that's important. So we'll listen to a little of that. Let's listen to the man himself, Donald Trump, who, and of course his son puts dad in the shade when it comes to strong language. And that's as it should be. It a little bit of makes dad look kind of black tie and button down. That's good. Let's go to Donald Trump Senior. And if you wonder where I am, okay, if you're wondering where I am, I'm at, of course you know where I am. I am at truthsocial.com. That's where I live. Oh, and the worse it gets, the more I go here, because there's so much going on truthsocial.com. So much going on just Donald Trump's, whatever you call it, channel, or that you can't, your day isn't long enough to keep up with it. I mean, like here, my finger's getting sore scrolling, trying to scroll through his posts. Let me hit refresh and see if he's got another one in the last 2 minutes. He hasn't posted for several minutes. Give me a chance to get a snack. Let me get to the refrigerator, Mr. President, and not miss a couple of your posts. So one of his most recent posts is Trump delivers fiery President's Day speech in West Palm Beach. And let me go down here. Here's the one I'm looking for. Here's another post. Remember when they were ridiculing Donald Trump for putting out, what did they call it? Putting out baseball cards, you know, selling baseball cards. And what it was is he was selling something, and these are just people, you know, people who hate Trump. And Trump, you know, he's a man of a thousand enterprises. He, if you want a bottle of wine, no, he'll open a winery and sell you the best bottle of wine. You want a tie? He'll make ties, the best ties. You want a place to stay? He'll put you in the best, tallest, finest service hotel you ever put in. You want a round of golf? Yeah, he'll put together a world championship golf course that's better than you've ever seen. On and on and on. Man of a thousand ideas and enterprises. So he put out something called NFTs. I've never heard of an NFT. I didn't know what it was. I had to ask my 11-year-old, who told me, what's an NFT again? What is it?
Non-fungible token.
A non-fungible token. I'll probably have to ask him again. So a non-fundable token is something online that you buy that is somehow exclusive. I don't know how they make it exclusive. And, oh, non-fungible. Yeah, fungible. I need to get a... Santa Claus needs to bring me a new battery for my hearing aid next Christmas. A non-fungible token. And I don't have a hearing aid. Anyway, it's like Bitcoin and other things that are secured digitally. So it's a digital sort of virtual thing that you can buy. So Donald Trump entered that field. He put out his own Trump non-fungible token. And now the laugh is on the Trump haters, because here's a post he puts up. Trump NFT sales soar 528%. In 1 hour on Valentine's Day. Now, this non-fungible token came out like a couple months ago, and I think it was $99 or something. It was to buy it. And those who bought it have made some money. It's like $1,000 now or something. But anyway, it went up 528% in 1 hour. All right. So, once again, the laugh's on Donald Trump. Or no, Donald Trump has the last laugh. Now, here's a great one he put up. And I'm going to get to an audio of Donald Trump in a second. That's what I'm scrolling down to here. But I can't pass these great posts. Here's one he put up today. The kiss of death. I love it. The kiss of death. And there's a picture here of Ron DeSantis. And next to a picture of your and my favorite guy, George Soros. pathetic waste of human flesh, George Soros. And Donald Trump writes, the kiss of death. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed by George Soros. Ooh, ouch. Oh, ooh. Why did you do that to me, George? Florida Governor DeSantis just received the kiss of death. George Soros has endorsed DeSantis for 2024. This could not be worse for DeSantis. When the devil likes you, you might be doing something wrong. And he did. Soros did endorse DeSantis. And no, he didn't use the word I, George Soros, hereby endorse Ron DeSantis. He didn't say those words. He just endorsed him. All right, so I'm moving down here. Here's a great story on Dominion. Voting systems, they're in deep doo-doo now. Here's a Dominion executive who is quoted that this is great. Stuff is coming out. People are finding the messages. People like Elon Musk. God bless Elon Musk. Look what he has done for us. And by the way, did you notice the most recent action by Elon Musk? Talk about a dynamo. Sort of a man kind of like Donald Trump. He just pulled the plug on the satellite uplink in Ukraine. Now, I don't know if this will... if he'll be able to sustain this, what he just did. But the Ukrainian criminals, the warmonger, corrupt people who control Ukraine, it's not a democracy. This is not the government the people of Ukraine elected. People don't know this because you're not told this in the news. Vladimir Zelensky was very unpopular in Ukraine at the beginning of this war. He became... Then he became Time Man of the Year. We'll come right back to that, on what Elon Musk just did that was gutsy. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Isn't that a great song? Lee Greenwood. Brilliant, brilliant lyrics. I don't know if he wrote those. I'm assuming he wrote those himself. From New York to L.A., from the hills of Tennessee, the lakes of Minnesota, the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea. That's a wonderful song. And, of course, Donald Trump has adopted it as one of the theme songs of the MAGA movement. And he's had Lee Greenwood singing it at the microphone. And probably a pretty – Lee Greenwood is probably fairly old. Let's see, where was we? Let's go to, I found it. I got down here. That's how long it took to scroll down to Donald Trump in his video message to you today that can't be canceled, by the way, because it's not on YouTube. It's not on Twitter. They can't pull the plug on our president. This one that I'm looking at is on Rumble. And so we, the MAGA movement, we patriots, we've created our own networks like the Republic Broadcasting Network, like Rumble, like Getter, like Real America's Voice. We don't quite yet have a backbone of, and by that I mean the computer term, of having the nodes and the backbone. And what do they call them? Maybe they call them T2. Is it T2 or T1 lines that we own, not that we rent or have access to, but that we own? That's, we're going to need that to make us make our internet secure. But here now, here's the president talking to you right now on Rumble and on the microphones of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me get here. Okay, there he is. And these are videos he's now making. I'm assuming it's a set that he's using at Mar-a-Lago with two American flags to left and right, and behind him a naval portrait. And looks beautiful, beautiful scene here. Looks the way it looks in the White House when Donald Trump is where he really belongs, which is not in the Florida White House, Mar-a-Lago, but at, as he calls it, that magnificent White House. Here he comes. Oh, by the way, wait, let me. The title of this one is Stopping the Warmongering Globalists. I missed the title. Here, let me go back a little bit. He has a great title to this. He calls it Stopping the Warmongers and Globalists. Here we go. Let's play it. Get my volume.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America Last globalists and the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the National Security Industrial Complex.
Now, this is your president, and you did elect him to be your president, talking to you today, and so succinctly, so powerfully, that Stephen Kevin Bannon, on his show, he played this, and he said, have you ever heard a more powerful, succinct statement of the crisis we face than this one, just spoken by Donald Trump? Here he goes.
One of the reasons I was the only president in generations who didn't start a war is that I was the only president who rejected the catastrophic advice of many of Washington's generals, bureaucrats, and the so-called diplomats who only know how to get us into conflict, but they don't know how to get us out. For decades, we've had the very same people, such as Victoria Nuland.
Bingo. You know how you feel when you throw a dart, and you're playing darts, and you toss your dart, and you hit 100 in that center right there. That's what the president just did. He just tossed his dart and hit the center on the fat ass of Victoria Nuland.
And many others just like are obsessed with pushing Ukraine toward NATO, not to mention the State Department support for uprisings in Ukraine. These people have been seeking confrontation for a long time, much like the case in Iraq and other parts of...
Remember that? Who was the presidential candidate who said Iraq was bullshit? George Bush is bullshit. Weapons of mass destruction, bullshit. Yellow uranium, yellow cake uranium, bullshit. All lies. General Powell, a bullshitter, sitting in front of the UN holding a vial which he said was anthrax. Really? Really? You carry a vial of anthrax around? We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear sky today.
And we're back here in the Trump phenomenon. You know, I was listening to that, the ad we just heard for Blackout Coffee, and a bell went off in my head. I grind my own beans, and, you know, to make coffee, and, you know, you get that produces some result. But I was listening to the founder of Blackout Coffee explain how he started the business. And by the way, one inspired individual not willing to give up. It's how things happen in the America you and I remember and that we want to restore. Anyway, he said, our coffee is roasted, is shipped to you after 1 or 2 days after being roasted. And I thought, wait a minute, there's a difference between roasted, fresh roasted, and fresh ground. So I've been going on, well, I just ground this coffee, so it's completely fresh. Well, wait a minute, what if it was roasted 3 months ago and put on a truck and then displayed in a store and sat on that shelf, and then I finally bought it? And it may be, for all of you coffee aficionados out there who really know coffee, it may be that fresh roasted is one of the keys to great coffee flavor. Anyway, it just occurred to me while I was listening to the ad. I learned something. Even in the ads here, Republic Broadcasting. I learned something. So let's go back to Donald Trump. Come on, Kelso, shut up. We were listening to the president. Okay, here he goes. This is Monday night, President's Day speech. This is today. This is today he recorded this for you.
The world, and now we're teetering on the brink of World War III. And a lot of people don't see it, but I see it, and I've been right about a lot of things. They all say Trump's been right about everything. None of this excuses in any way the outrageous and horrible invasion of Ukraine 1 year ago, which would have never happened if I was your president, not even a little chance.
Now, he's doing the right thing there. You have to, you know, you can't possibly say Putin was justified in sending troops in to save the Russian people of Donbass. He was. But, you know, we can say it here on Republic Broadcasting, but Donald Trump can't say that. No matter how true it is. But so he says it the right way. He says it was an inexcusable invasion. But more importantly, he always follows that statement, which he has to say for political correctness. He follows it by, it never would have happened had I been president, which is true. And here he goes. Shut up, Kelso.
But it does mean that here in America, we need to get rid of the corrupt globalist establishment that has botched every major foreign policy decision for decades.
We need to get rid. Notice his inflection and the way he just shouts out the word botched. Beautiful.
And that includes President Biden, whose own people said he's never made a good decision when it comes to looking at other countries and looking at wars. We have to replace them with people who support American interests. Over our 4 years in the White House, we made incredible progress in putting the America last contingent aside and bringing the world to peace. And now we're going to complete the mission. The State Department, Pentagon, and National Security Establishment will be a very different place by the end of my administration. In fact, just into my administration, it'll be a very different place.
Okay. Did you hear how beautiful that statement was? I'm not going to take 4 years to clean out the FBI, clean out the, well, as he calls it. I like his term of art here. He doesn't call it the military-industrial complex as people once called it. He calls it the National Security Industrial Complex. And that includes all these three-letter agencies like the NSA, the FBI, the CIA. But he doesn't say, I'm going to clean it out in 4 years. He says, I'm going to clean it out immediately. I'm going to sit down at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office again after I've sanitized it because of the previous occupant. And I'm going to fire off those executive orders, and I'm going to start cleaning house immediately.
And it'll get things done, just like I did 4 years ago. We never had it so good. We'll also stop the lobbyists and the big defense contractors from going in and pushing our senior military and national security officials toward conflict, only to reward them when they retire with lucrative jobs, getting paid millions and millions of dollars. Take a look at the globalist warmonger donors backing our opponents. That's because they're candidates of war. I am the president who delivers peace, and it's peace through strength.
I am the candidate who delivers peace. And what did we call him on this show from day one? One of the terms with which we described our president. The peace president. He did it.
There was a reason we had no conflict. There was a reason we didn't get into wars, because other countries respected us. I entirely built all right from the beginning.
And there's an additional reason that he can't say. I mean, he could say it right now, but it would seem a little vainglorious. Donald, there, one reason we didn't have war is not only that people respected America, friend and foe, because of the strength of Donald Trump and the patriotism of Donald Trump. But there's another reason we didn't have peace, and this is actually the main reason. Donald Trump loves peace. He loves you. He loves, with every fiber in his body, America. And he cherishes life. He doesn't want to see people, young men, blown apart. Joe Biden doesn't give a crap about blowing up Americans, about destroying our country, about millions of people dying from his scamdemic. The devil loves death. Donald Trump is the peace president because he is the peace lover.
Rebuilt our military. It's a big reason for that. They didn't want to mess around with the United States, and now they're laughing at us. We could end the Ukraine conflict in 24 hours with the right leadership. At the end of my next 4 years, the warmongers and frauds and failures at the senior ranks of our government will all be gone, and we will have a new group of competent national security officials who believe in defending America's vital interests above all else.
Okay, now, folks, imagine that you are one of those, as Donald Trump calls them, TV generals, or those corrupt, incompetent people in the national, what does he call it, the national security industrial complex. Donald Trump just said, hey, remember the famous line from Donald Trump before politics? You're fired. You're fired. That finger pointing right at the flabby nose of General Milley. Clear out your desk, you punk. I don't want to see you after 60 minutes from now. Donald Trump is going to say, you're fired, to thousands of people. And remember, one of the initiatives he undertook was that Donald Trump was attempting to use executive order or legislation, however he could get it, to revise the law so that the commander-in-chief, the chief executive, have actual control over his executive branch, meaning I can fire you. If you're a traitor, I don't need to go before a grievance commission to petition to have you fired, you know, in 5 years, even though I'm only going to be in this office 4 years, meaning you're never going to get – no. All I have to do is point my finger at you, take out my beautiful big black Sharpie, and scrawl my name. You're fired. He's going to fire thousands of people. Trust me.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We're right at the end of that. Wasn't that beautiful? He did all of that in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. That's about how long it takes Kelso to blow his nose. 3 minutes and 51 seconds. And he covered the wharf and the waterfront. Now let's listen. Let's go to another post here put up by Donald Trump on here's a post I'm scrolling by one he put up today. Get ready. Trump confirms rallies are on the horizon. In this one he says, you know, the pieces of crap in the national media, I announced my run for the presidency 2 years early. And then the media, it doesn't matter what you do, no good deed goes unpunished by these communists. 6 days after I announced for the presidency, they go, he's not campaigning. Look, he's not. He's sitting on his hands. He's run out of gas. He's stalled. He's not. He said, wait a minute. I announced 6 days ago, 2 years early. And what? I haven't had a rally in 6 days, so now I'm not campaigning? Are you kidding? So anyway, he just announced the rallies are about to fire back up. I mean, hot and heavy. Oh, let's welcome James to the microphone. James, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, Well, here, I'll let you listen to it. You've got the same ear that I've got for genuineness. Listen to this. This is posted by Donald Trump Sr. He's posting the audio from his son's podcast done, I think, today or yesterday. He's putting his own kids' broadcast up. Listen, I told you folks that Donald Trump Jr. makes Kelso sound like a cream puff when it comes to strong language, and I'm loving this. So listen to him for just a second, James, with me.
Drinking warm water before bed fixes tooth and gum.
Okay, we'll get by this ad here. There we go. Okay, we got by the ad. All right, here he is. Donald Trump Jr. in his new show. Let me find his, here he goes. All right, I'm just going to land in the middle somewhere.
He's not going to hold himself to, we did voluntarily, and it was, those things changed. So it's sort of easy, it's easy to end others and actual scientists rather than narrative creators have been saying this for a while. They admit that the immunity from infection is actually higher than two shots from the vaccine. We are literally in the midst of the world's biggest, I freaking told you so. And, you know, I guess we got to write the article. We'll then make it disappear shortly thereafter. People got fired for thinking about this. Actual doctors who talked about actual science and the way our immune systems function, they were canceled and crushed for daring to go against the narrative. And now, 2 years later, after they weaponized it to manipulate an election, to get all sorts of funds for trans programs all over the country, because a lot of your COVID relief stuff was going to bullshit that you didn't want it to go to.
Okay, we didn't even get 60 seconds in before we heard bullshit. And that voice, right. You heard. Oh, yeah, James, go ahead.
I got in late. Were you able to pick up Putin's speech today?
No, I didn't even
speech.
Know about it.
I suggest you try to get it on, because Putin is he's definitely making things clear. And, of course, Biden was in Kyiv, or I pronounce it Kiev, and he's up there on a podium, you know, and... there's no way, I mean, this is a very, very disingenuous person that thinks they're going to win this war, and Ukraine is going to come out and everyone's going to be smelling like roses. It's just the opposite. So as far as Donald Trump is concerned, he's got to control the bankers, okay, because the bankers are into this big time, I think. So
my
comment at this point.
Yeah, of course. And now I did hear about that Putin gave his own State of the Union address today.
Yeah.
And so, yes, as soon as the show ends, I'm going to go listen to that. And is he sounding the alarm strongly on World War III, on a nuclear war?
He's simply saying, if you guys do this, I'm going to do that. And he's saying things like, by the way, Your culture is under attack. He says, we don't tell you what you can do with yourselves, but you really think that all of this gay stuff and transgender stuff is worth your while? I mean, he comes out and asks the questions to the West and says, look, you guys are sick. And
wonderful.
He lays it on the line.
Yeah, wonderful. You guys are sick. And, of course, our culture is sick, folks, and of course everybody in this audience knows that. And that's amazing. And of course Putin is so right on so many things. And the
Trump and Putin were allowed to, you see, they don't want Trump to get close to Putin. And that was just like Kennedy and Khrushchev in a certain way, you see. They don't want these two leaders to become friends. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's more dramatic because Khrushchev was not an impressive intellect or an impressive man.
Well, no, but
Putin is, and
you're
you are right on. Even in the primaries of 2015, the communists were terrified that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin would have a meeting of the minds, and that they would then, as a result of that, the two greatest European peoples on earth and in history, the American people, you know, and the Russian people, would form a fast friendship. They don't want that to happen. We'll come back, folks, in just a minute with James. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Hey, we're back,
nobody
folks.
And
with James in Vancouver. And, you know, during the break there, I looked for some audio from, of course, I wish Vladimir Putin spoke fluent English. I'm sure he has some command of English. But I wish James, I wish the American public could hear Vladimir Putin in his own voice speaking English. Zelensky has that advantage, even though his English is atrocious. It's insulting, actually, to listen to the Zelensky. He can stand in front of a joint session of Congress. Can you believe this, folks? You can't make it up. And you've got to watch Nancy Pelosi as Zelensky is handing her a Ukrainian blue and yellow flag. She is literally having a kind of orgasm on the podium. Her hands are shaking. She's vibrating. Her whole body is vibrating as Zelensky tries to hand her the flag. Then she tries to, I think she's trying to French kiss Zelensky. she almost falls.
This is the vice president?
I'm sorry, what?
This is the vice president?
No, this is, you know, when Zelensky, the vice president, Camel Nose Harris was sitting right next to Pelosi. But remember, when Pelosi invited Zelensky to speak before the joint session of Congress, and so she's sitting right behind him. It's exactly the same setting you see, you know, at a State of the Union address where the president is standing and is speaking in front of the speaker. She's, you know, and when Donald Trump was speaking in his State of the Union address, Nancy Pelosi was sitting behind him, tearing up the copies of his speech, taking a couple pages at a time, then methodically tearing it for the cameras, then taking another couple pages, tearing it for the cameras. Donald Trump, unaware that she's doing this right behind him. One of the most disgusting scenes in American history. But if you want to see another disgusting scene, watch Nancy Pelosi coming as close to sex as she gets, trying to French kiss Zelensky from her position on the podium, quivering as he hands her the flag. This is it was kinky. I'll tell you, it was. Yeah.
Yes.
The anyway,
you know,
the
I heard the general today. He was taking questions from some reporter in a big meeting, and he said, he said, "Well, I don't pretend to know the mind of Putin. This is a top NATO general." He said, "I hardly was able to graduate with a history degree." Now, these new kids have come a long way since people like Arthur Schlesinger, you remember, who had two brains in his head, right? We've come down to this.
You're talking about General Kirby. Kirby, you said.
They're puppets.
Yeah, they are, and they're morons. Well, James, right. Thank you as always for gracing the show with your wisdom, and we'll see you all again tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.